find your purpose, there's a, something happens inside of you. There's a passion that starts to flow through your life when you realize you're doing exactly what God intends for you to do and be. And you know what? Purpose isn't necessarily just a career. It could be. That's part of it. But more importantly, I think, than a career or a job title or what have you, is really know why you're here. I think some of us are here. Well, obviously, we know biblically we're here to glorify God and enjoy His presence every day. We know that. So whatever it is, whatever you do, it's got to fulfill that purpose. That's why we're here. And then to share Christ with other people, to live our lives to glorify Him. But as the Harvard University Human Flourishing Program study showed, that people who align their lives with their spiritual or religious purposes, in our case, our values as followers of Christ, exhibit lower levels of depression, anxiety, and higher levels of satisfaction. Surprise, surprise, surprise. I mean, that's why we're here, right? To do these things. There's no surprise. All right, Dr. Randy here, Intentional Living Center, along with Jennifer and Stephen. Love to have you come and join in on our comment line at 888-888-1717. We got some callers standing by. We're going to get to here in just a moment as we focus on what does it mean to know our purpose and live that purpose every day.
Hi, my name is Catherine, and my comment for living with a purpose or finding my purpose in life, I actually went to school for several years at a university. And afterwards, I was going to continue my education to become a certified teacher. Unfortunately, financial circumstances kind of stopped me from finishing my goal. And for a lot of years, that kind of hurt me and made me feel down on myself. After having two children and going through all sorts of different bumps in the road on our journey, God brought me to a place where I am actually homeschooling my daughter, and I have now volunteered as a Girl Scout leader and as a Sunday school teacher. So I found that my calling is still to teach, but maybe in a different facet than what I had originally intended, and that's okay with me. And actually, this past week, my daughter took a standardized test for national kindergartners, and she placed in the 98th percentile for early literacy. And that's a huge accomplishment, and I'm very proud. I'm very proud to say that I am her teacher. And I look forward to helping other girls and other children learn and grow in Jesus and in their faith.
Amen. Catherine, thank you. Listen, I tell you, I wanted to share that. She left this story with us on our storyline, because here's a lady who says, you know, I had this aspiration, this idea, this dream. I was going to go in this direction, but my purpose is really to teach and to help others. And it ended up being a teacher, but here at home, homeschooling, helping her children, Sunday school teaching, doing the things she's doing. I found my purpose, she said. I'm in my sweet spot. Sometimes we get hung up on a title or a degree, and listen, I can tell you, with one who's spent many years in college and university, that's fine, but you know, I don't think you find your purpose just going to school. Purpose is something that's deep in your heart. You go to school to help strengthen you to do a better job at that. But once you find that sweet spot in your life, whatever it may be, certainly starting at home as it did for Catherine, boy, that's when things really start to happen. All right, let's go to the phones. Vince is in Michigan. Thanks for waiting, Vince. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Dr. Randy. How are you doing?
Good. Talking about purpose, what are you thinking about? What's your story?
Now, I'm still working on that. I'm 65 years old. I've been really encouraged. I was really encouraged last Friday by the caller that was doing the bikes.
Yeah.
And she had a fatigue problem. And I've got a hip that's been talking to me for 10, 15 years. Oh, now all of a sudden the shoulder's acting up. Oh, now the wrist is acting up. It's almost like my health is little by little failing. But I've come across some really good information that our bodies are breaking down and failing because we don't have the stuff in our bodies that the body needs. A lot of us are copper deficient, iodine deficient, boron deficient, and I'm getting some information, and I'm about a month into this, and I'm seeing things getting turned around. So I've been asking the Lord to give me purpose in life. I've been a machinist for 47 years, And I love working with my hands, but I think it's time for somebody else to do the drilling, the milling, the grinding, the welding. And maybe this is my new direction in life, and that's what I'm asking the Lord for. And maybe you can point me, have a tip for me, just so, like I said, I'm a month into this trying to change my health and turn my health around.
Yeah.
And I can do it and turn my health around, and certainly I can help other people turn their health around.
Well, there you go. I mean, you just answered your question, I think. You're saying, hey, I maybe ignored my health or wasn't aware of it over the years and worked hard. And of course, you know, that's part of probably the hip and the shoulder, all the hard work you do. But I can tell you, as you get older, it just shows up too. But if God's laid it on your heart, I know what I would do. I'd start doing some research. And today there's a lot available online. You can find out where there's needs. I don't know what that means. Is it you learn some things and maybe teach some classes or volunteer to learn more about these things. But I think when we find that God is leading us in a certain way, we need to explore it. Here's the thing. If our attitude is, whatever I'm doing, I want to glorify God in it, and it's not just a human interest or something I want to do, I mean, that's fine. The world does that, and that's positive for them as well. But as a follower of Christ, to say, Lord, how could you use this, what I'm going through in my own life, to encourage other people? It may be as simple as just you're sharing your story of some things you've done that made a difference in your life. It can begin there in your church. It can begin in your neighborhood, in your community. But I'll tell you what, if God lays something on our hearts, we should be responding to it. Okay, Ty, thank you for your call. Ty is in Michigan as well. Hi, Ty. How you doing?
Fantastic. How are you, Dr. Randy?
Good, good. What's your story about purpose?
My heartfelt passion and mission, my life mission is to know him and to make him known. And so I endeavor to do that on a daily basis.
How do you do that?
I have a women's ministry. I have a women's ministry that I've had for 2 decades now.
Good.
And I serve a million women weekly. We do Bible series. Our whole focus is to disciple women into a everyday lifestyle of living for Christ, whether it's in your parenting, whether it's in your finances, how you do life, it should be, God should be glorified in that on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our focus. And then our aim is to reach culture and to impact culture. I think that the church oftentimes is too quiet.
Yes.
In some aspects. And so we use a lot of social media platform to kind of reach people who don't know the Lord. And so we do that in an effective way in doing that. I think that now more than ever, I think believers need to get a little bit more loud. and so that's our focus in doing that. And I think about my life before Christ, my BC days, and I stumbled, you know, onto the Lord. And I think that ever since that moment, I believe that because my life was transformed, I have a responsibility in doing the Great Commission. And I think every believer has that responsibility. And it can be in many aspects and in many capacities that is done, but it should be done by every believer. Even whenever I've served in many churches and helped build them their singles ministries and their women's department, and I tell even the people that are there that everyone should be serving in some capacity. Mm-hmm. Like, we should not be making the pews warm. The pews really should be for those who are coming into the church to be built up.
Yeah, that's right. We can stand in the back, can't we, when you think about it? Hey, listen, Ty, and I'm listening to you in your passion, your women's ministry, your Bible teaching, helping in different areas in the church. And I'm thinking about our own church, and we just had a missions Sunday, you know, I think it was a week or two ago. And part of that service was ending with saying, hey, look at all the mission things we're doing in the church. And boy, it's significant at our church. But then it was like, hey, we got some needs here too. We need some people to help serve people, and we need here and here, because many churches are bottom heavy when you think about it. There's a lot of filling the pews, and people come in and consume. We got a consumer mentality when there is a need to serve. And, you know, when we talk about finding your area, your sweet spot, it could be the service. Maybe you're in a place where it's not so much my career. I'm doing my job, what I do, and that's fine. I enjoy doing that. But I really find my sweet spot outside and some things I'm doing in the church and the community, which can be a really powerful thing. And by the way, you're absolutely right. Know him and make him known. Go into all the world, Jesus said, and preach the gospel. And that's what we need to do. All right, we're talking about finding your purpose. You know, there was a Gallup and World Value Survey that shows that belief in a divine purpose is more common in developing nations than in developed secular societies. So this message that we're talking about today, finding your purpose in Christ and living it, would resonate even greater in other parts of the world than here in our own culture today. And I think we understand that, unfortunately. In some African countries, for instance, more than 90% of people surveyed said that belief in God is essential for life to have meaning, whereas in Scandinavian countries, and I'm Scandinavian, so in fact, my wife and I were just traveled Scandinavia a few months ago, and I could attest to this. It's as low as 10 to 20%. You know, you can see churches on every street corner in America. You go to some parts of the world, you hardly see them. And if they are, they're just big mausoleums for tourists to walk through. And we have an opportunity to find our sweet spot. I'm thinking about in our own family, when I look at our grandchildren, our children, grandchildren, how they're growing up, and they have different interests and abilities. Some want to fly, our pilots, we got pilots in our family, and that's one of the things people are doing. In fact, our son-in-law is a pilot overseas in mission work, and his wife, our daughter, Andrea, is a teacher, and she started a school. Some of you know, we've talked about that. That's her sweet spot. She's always wanting to serve people in need. That's always, she's always done that. From the time when she was a little girl wanting us to drag home from the dog pound, the the neediest dog she could find, okay? I'm talking about the dog that needed some therapy, if you know what I mean. It's not the cute little one that's fine. It's the one that needs some real help. Anyway, and that's our daughter growing up, and that's what she does. She wants to help people, serve people. And they serve in Africa, in fact, now. And our daughter started a school, served, built up a school, and turned it over so it could go to the next level, brought in more people for leadership. And she was just, in fact, I just got a picture she sent to me. She was invited to go and teach at a seminary where these African pastors that are coming in, they have these little churches in the villages and often have a little school with them for the children, but don't know how to develop a curriculum and that kind of thing. And so she's teaching in the seminary for these African pastors coming in all over from West Africa to learn how they can make their little schools more productive and reaching the kids and so on. That's finding your purpose and living your purpose, right? And you know what? You don't have to be in Africa doing that. You can be in your home today. You can be in your neighborhood. You can be in your church and find that sweet spot where God has wired you. All right, enough of me. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. Got some great calls coming up that I think will be an encouragement to you. How do you move from a dream to reality? How do you go from a loss, tragedy, to finding his intention in your life? How do you go from prison to hope to a ministry outreach? We're going to hear some of those stories coming up in just a minute.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
When pain hits, number one, stop digging. You know, it's a funny thing about human beings. When we get in trouble, we mistake speed for direction. The scripture that tells us to wait upon the Lord that he may renew your strength is a powerful reminder to stop digging. When Nehemiah, the Old Testament architect that rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem, felt the personal pain of his people's distress after he discovered and learned that the walls had been burned in Jerusalem, the gates had been destroyed, his people were in distress. He felt much pain. And you know what he did? The first thing he did, the scripture says, he fasted, he prayed, and he mourned. Notice he didn't just mourn or he didn't just feel sorry for himself. And certainly he didn't just jump into action and try to fix it. God was doing something here.
How can you turn pain in your life to finding the purpose for it? That's really what we're talking about. What's the purpose of pain? It's the lesson this month, our featured lesson for our member site up on our platform for members. And if you're a member, I hope you're listening to these and passing them along and sharing them to your family and people you know and encouraging people that maybe find the lesson helpful to them. If you're not a member, we'd love to have you come. Your support helps us do that and other things, including be on the air here and through our podcast. All you have to do is call, say, hey, join. I want to join in, monthly support. How much? Doesn't make any difference. Dollar a day is sort of the target. That's average what people do, and that's terrific, $30 a month, and you can make a difference. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. Love to hear from you. All right, Laura Jean is in New York listening on the phone app. Hi, Laura Jean, how are you?
Hi there, Dr. Randy. I'm well. How are you?
Terrific. I'm glad you're listening. How long you been listening to us?
Fairly new. I'm a fairly new listener. Just in the past, I would say, 6 months.
Terrific. Well, I'm glad you found us, and we're glad we got the technology to get to you. What's your story on this today, Laura Jean?
Well, yeah, so I have grown up in an upstate, a Western New York town. I've lived here most of my life, but I went off to New York and was a musical theater performer there, and I met my husband in the Radio City Christmas Spectacular, and the two of us have been married for 25 years, and COVID hit and destroyed, as many lives were changed and destroyed, his career as a lighting designer. And so he had to move out of state for a job. And so when we decided that he was going to make this move to Missouri. I never have prayed so hard and so desperately and asked God what his will for us was and what his will for me was, because we still had two children that were in high school here in New York. And I desperately prayed one night and audibly was awoken from a voice that I heard, and not only heard but felt and everything. It wasn't just hearing, but it clearly said, stay here and teach them about me. So I am here in New York still. My husband moved 3 years ago in Missouri. We see each other every couple months. And I am here, and I'm in the musical theater world here, teaching voice and working as a musical theater performer and sharing God. And I just finished a show and felt like I was right where I needed to be and right doing exactly God's will. And it's definitely been very hard being apart, but our marriage has grown. My relationship with God has grown. His relationship with God has grown. And we rely on God for everything. Financially, it's difficult financially and emotionally, but here we are, and we have another year and a half to go until we're together.
Wow. So it's got to be hard, and you recognize that. What are some things you're doing to stay connected and keep your marriage vital?
So we do see each other every 6 to 8 weeks. I fly there, or he flies home meeting up with the kids. We've planned a couple of vacations with the family. We FaceTime dinners. We talk every morning. We talk every night before bed. And we definitely, he's traveled with his job all of our lives. He's been a lighting designer on the road in theater and music and corporate America. And so it's not so, it's not crazy for us, because we've kind of already lived that lifestyle of us not being together all the time. Definitely it's different living in different states and doing this for this long, but day by day with God's grace.
Well, listen, and the fact is you guys kind of have a goal too, of saying, hey, we see an end point in this coming up in a period of time, so we can be back together, which is a powerful thing. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, well,
yeah, and it's definitely, yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead. Hey, no, I'm interested. You're in theater. You're in the theater world, yeah, which isn't necessarily like your local church.
No.
How do you let your light shine there in that environment?
You know, I just try and share my perspective on things and just being a kind and loving person to whoever is in the casts or on the crews with me. And it's interesting, the last show that I just worked on, there was a man in the cast who grew up Catholic, but is now a homosexual and definitely not close in, you know, to God or religion. And he asked to come to church with me while we were in the rehearsal process. And he ended up not coming, but he kept asking about it and asked about Baptism Sunday and was very curious about it all. And I just kept sharing. And I don't knock him over the head. That's not my style at all. But I share my story and I share what I'm doing. And hopefully people will be excited by that or interested in that and just planting those seeds.
That's fantastic. You know, I heard someone over the weekend, Laura Jean, say that God's job is the convicting, my job is the connecting. And I think that's really true. It's not our job to convict people. It's God's job through His Holy Spirit to do that. But if we don't have that connection point, then we don't have an opportunity to present the gospel. So, Laura Jean, I am glad you're listening in New York. God bless you and what you're doing. And we pray that you guys continue to find joy in the relationship and eventually get back together. I know that's your goal.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you for listening from New York online. By the way, you can let your friends know anywhere in the world that we're online as well as on the radio stations around the country. I'd love to have them join us at theintentionallife.com. All right? Theintentionallife.com.
Something that everyone will experience in life is pain. In Dr. Randy's message, The Purpose of Pain, you'll learn even though pain is a problem, when you understand its purpose in your life, you can actually gain freedom.
Pain is a troubling problem for humanity, and yet, without pain, we'd have no grasp of the contrast with health, or peace, or success, or meaning. For it's in the pain that we're able to see how dependent we are on God and what His blessings are all about in our life.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group with unlimited access to this message, along with more of Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now and receive these life-changing resources. Call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right. Hey, I hope you do that. Your support is making a difference. Hey, maybe you don't feel fulfilled in your life right now. That was Christian's story in Kansas. I want you to hear it because he had an awakening. Take a listen.
I am a pastor and director of the Salvation Army here in Kansas, and it really moved my heart and my spirit to call you and share with you and your audience that that's how my wife and I discovered our calling. You know, we were living in Minnesota in that time, about 2009, and five tornadoes hit the city of the south side of Minnesota. We are bilingual, so we went and helped because many of these homes got destroyed by these tornadoes, and the people who lived there were, you know, their first language were not English.
Right.
So we went with the team of the Salvation Army, Emergency Disaster Services, and, you know, we love it. And right there, we discovered really our call from God and the Salvation Army.
You Interesting.
Know? And now, since 2010, we've been with the Salvation Army, and now we are pastors here and the Salvation Army in Kansas doing the best of what God called us to do, sir.
What kind of work were you doing prior to 2010?
Well, I was a supervisor of a meat factory, and my wife was a nurse in an assisted living home.
You're saying it was the result of what you were doing to serve other people, kind of like flip the switch to say, hey, this is what I want to do with my life. This is what we want to do together.
my wife and I, we were not really getting fulfilled with the things that we purchased or the job that we had. So we really fall in a huge depression, and, you know, God rescued us from there. We did have a religion before that, but not a relationship with Christ, you know. So after that awakening, we were looking for God's calling, you know. And we really didn't know, you know. Well, you know how that works. God called you, but God doesn't give you all the details, sir.
So. That's true.
Yeah. You have to go and you have to knock doors and see which ones open, you know, by praying and petition.
Hey, listen, when you find that calling, just like you heard that gentleman became a pastor, the difference, he wasn't, what did he say? I had an awakening. I wasn't fulfilled in what I'm doing. And then I found what my calling is and why I'm here and what my purpose is. And in the process, I was able to find that place where I could be of service to others. You know, as we wrap up the show today, we've got more calls, but we're running out of time. But I think we've got the point across today. As long as we're here and we're breathing, God has given us a reason to be alive, a reason to serve Him. And there's something that happens in our life when we find that sweet spot. And you know, when I was reading to you earlier from that study from Harvard University, their study showing that when a person finds that sweet spot, in other words, they're living their, as they put it, spiritual or religious purpose in their life, that these folks, for whatever reason, they don't explain why, I think maybe we know in part, these people exhibit lower levels of depression, anxiety, and higher levels of life satisfaction. Listen, whatever you're doing today, I look at our kids and how they've grown up, our children. And I was talking about Andrea, and then I think about our son. Ever since he was a little boy, he was interested in videography and filming and so on. And now he's grown up and a filmmaker and videographer and the things he's doing and how he helps us in the ministry here and making a difference in the lives of people. And I look at our oldest son, Evan, who has always been so gifted in leadership and caring for people and loving people and serving. And now as a CEO of the ministry and what he does, I think, boy, that brings great joy. Whenever I see young people grow up and find their purpose and live their purpose, you know, what job we do can change. Where we do it can change. But I think when we move away from that understanding of figuring out what pleases Christ and then doing it, there's where we find dissatisfaction instead of the joy that should come in serving Him every day. I hope this has resonated with you. It has for me. It's been very encouraging. I got to run. Appreciate your comments. I'm Dr. Randy for the entire team. This is Intentional Living. It is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.